and in very deed for this cause have I raised thee up, for to show in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feasts of the Lord. And they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigrees after their families by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward by their polls. And they put him in ward, because it was not declared what should be done to him. And he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments. And he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone, in that thou lovest thine enemies and hatest thy friends. For thou hast declared this day that thou regardest neither princes nor servants. For this day I perceive that if Absalom had lived, and all we had died this day, then it had pleased thee well. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. How hast thou counseled him that hath no wisdom? And how hast thou plentifully declared the thing as it is? I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. And loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction? With my lips have I declared all thy judgments of thy mouth. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. A grievous vision is declared unto me. The treacherous dealer dealeth treacherously, and the spoiler spoileth. Go up, O Elam, besiege, O Media, all the sign thereof have I made to cease. O my threshing, and the corn of my floor, that which I have heard of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have I declared unto you. Who hath declared from the beginning that we may know, and before time that we may say he is righteous? Yea, there is none that showeth, yea, there is none that declareth, yea, there is none that heareth your words. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God, I know not any. Tell ye, and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I, the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Saviour. There is none beside me. I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. I have even from the beginning declared it to thee. Before it come to pass, I showed it thee, lest thou shouldest say, mine idol hath done them, and my graven image and my molten image hath commanded them. All ye, assemble yourselves and hear. Which among them hath declared these things? The Lord hath loved him. He will do his pleasure on Babylon, and his arm shall be on the Chaldeans. Then Micaiah declared unto them all the words that he had heard, when Barak read the book in the ears of the people. And now I have this day declared it to you, but ye have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God, nor anything for the which he hath sent me unto you. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. But Barnabas took him, and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. But he, beckoning unto them with a hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, Go show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And when he had saluted them, he declared particularly what things God had wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry. And when they had been there many days, Festus declared Paul's cause unto the king, saying, There is a certain man left in bonds by Felix, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. For the Scripture saith unto Pharaoh, Even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Forasmuch as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit, and upon the sea and upon the earth, lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth for ever and ever, who created heaven, and the things that therein are,